This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We say good morning here on a Friday.
Can't beat it, Woody. Always, you know what they say. I like to say it at 9 in the morning, but I can say it at 6 too, man. You can't mess up a Friday knowing that we are about ready to go full-blown football at every level here in just a few days. So it's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about, obviously, putting rosters together and trying to figure out how good the Canes are going to be this year and how much better is their defense. And you'll be up at the ACC meetings next time I talk to you. You'll be up there, and we'll be talking to University of Miami on Tuesday, and should be interesting. Bill Belichick will be up there on Thursday with North Carolina. Boy, they've really spread these things out too, haven't they? They used to have 2 days and split them up and go, and decided to really stretch this thing out. I know the thought was less teams, more exposure for everybody on that day, but hey, it's going to be fun. Whether you're a fan of the SEC, the Big Ten, really doesn't matter. ACC, it's going to be starting up here, and should be a lot of fun to see what everybody's done through recruiting, everybody's done through the transfer portal, and then we've got, gosh, we got 4 or 5 powerhouse high school football teams down here in South Florida as well. It's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. By the way, don't count Teddy Bridgewater out, that he's not going to be coming back as the coach. Don't count it out yet. So I've learned from politicians, if something's going pretty good and they get pressure, they all want to be popular. And there's been an outrage as people have studied this story, the background of this story, what Teddy's done. And where that money's gone, he's not trying to send kids to certain schools or anything else. And when they really look into this, so there's still a chance. And I hope Northwestern High School, which I doubt right now, from the principal and the AD, get behind him 100% as their head coach, and don't kind of stay away from this thing. Because in case they haven't noticed, everybody around them, from the National Football League down, you're only hearing great things about Teddy Bridgewater, what he stands for, what he was doing. And I also think maybe some other high schools are going, hey, you know, we kind of do some of that stuff, but we just have a strong booster club that does some of that stuff to help us out with travel and food. So anyway, that'll be a different story. Coming up here, I got to get this Damian Lillard thing here. Woody, I'm sorry, man. It's Friday. I had the week off last week, but I love the article. So Damian Lillard goes back to Portland, and I think he caught everybody by surprise when he went back and he signed with Portland. He's going to be out all year, no matter where he was going. But most people, the fall of the NBA, thought Damian Lillard would do what most veteran players do at the end of their career, and that is try to chase a championship. Damian Lillard, come to find out, kept his kids, his family in school in Portland, and that's where he wanted to be. And they're going, well, he kind of made a mistake. He did not make a mistake if that's where he wanted to be. That he did not make a mistake. First of all, the Bucks gave he and his family enough retirement money for four generations, $113 million. Second of all, I got 3 years, $42 million. It really obviously wasn't about the money. Made it pretty clear, this is where I live. I know we didn't win, but this is always where I've wanted to be. And he said that. Remember how many times he re-signed a contract and they're going, it's time for Damian. It wasn't Damian Lillard. It's everybody else telling Damian Lillard what he should do. And Damian Lillard's happy. He loves living up there. He loves the people. They've been up there a long time. That's his community. Well, he'll go to the Bay Area. He's an Oakland guy. No. He can visit there. But he likes it up in Portland. He likes everything about it. And so he re-signs, and I see articles, did he make a mistake? He didn't make a mistake if at 35, with the amount of money he's made, he's set for life. And if that's where he wants to finish his career at 36, 37, 38, whatever it is after this year off with the Achilles, hey, man, you're not making a mistake. There's no mistake. Might be a mistake in your mind, but if that's where you want to live and play, I'd say you're the luckiest man in the world to be able to do that. And stay and not have to worry about coming back to your home in the off season. You're there every day. So I didn't quite get that. I read some of this stuff and not to bounce around, but we got people still writing articles about Tyreek Hill's getting traded. Tyreek Hill's not getting traded right now. Tyreek Hill's a big part of the offense. So quit trying to think that he's going to the Chargers or somewhere else and there's a private blockbuster deal getting ready to take place. You may want it. You may be trying to get clicks out of it, but it's not going to happen. Anyway, that's where we live in right now, Woody, right there, man. That's kind of what's going on with all the other news, too. By the way, T.J. Watt, boy, Pittsburgh went all in. Three-year, $123 million deal for T.J. Watt, $108 million of that guaranteed. The one you and I were talking about last night that I thought was pretty interesting, Rashee Rice, he ends up getting 30 days in jail. And I went, oh, okay. So, you know, I thought he'd start serving it right away, right? Well, he's got 5 years of probation. And during those 5 years of probation, he can do that jail time whenever he wants. That's a pretty good deal. Not that anybody wants to go to jail for a month, but considering what happened, and if he didn't get a wake-up call and going 119 miles an hour with his buddies and nobody got hurt badly in that thing, nobody died, Henry Ruggs would have loved to have had that kind of luck, going 156 miles an hour in what ended up being a deadly crash in Las Vegas. So just a crazy one. You and I were talking last night, and our topic was, so how long's the league going to suspend him? He's going to get some type of suspension. He's coming off an ACL. That doesn't count for your suspension. Going, hey, I blew my knee out. I'm out for the year. Is that my suspension? No. It's going to be a separate deal. I don't know. With the league on this one, I have no idea. Two games, four games, but they get him back. He's a hell of a player. We saw him his rookie year. He was fantastic for Kansas City. Played great against the Dolphins in both games, both in Germany as well as in the playoff game. He's weatherproof running around there as a receiver. He had a hell of a year, so they get him back. Just adds to Kansas City. They just got to figure out how long the commissioner is going to come down on him. That will be the interesting one to see what happens there. So anyway, besides all that stuff, and all the things that we have going on here on a Friday. We got a big show lined up. Mike Florio will join us a little bit later on. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, will join us coming off a month at 19-10. Best month they've had in a long, long time. Kansas City and San Diego in town. So that should be fun as well. So anyway, we've got a lot of good stuff going on here to get to this morning. The British Open is on the way, and looks like +2 is going to be the cut line for anybody to watch that crazy golf course and those pot bunkers that guys are having trouble getting out of, putting themselves in trouble, and everything else. But, yeah, this will be fun to watch. It looks like +2 will be the cut line for the British Open. If you're watching today, and there's some really good players that got a lot to make up to get to a +2, if that's what the cut line stays at here after today's round, when they have their final cuts for Saturday and Sunday to see who's going to be playing. So we have a lot of stuff going on this morning that we'll be getting to, and we got some stuff on cards. I was all pumped up. They've already got the card list. First thing I did was think of Woody last night when coming out with the rookie cards that could be popular, that are off to a good start. We'll get you caught up on all that stuff as well. But we've got a lot more coming up in the show this morning. Mark Ross from NFL Network is going to join us. We'll have that when we come back. Stay with us.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Hope you're off to a nice start here on a Friday, as we've got plenty of stuff here and plenty of stuff on deck. We got football. Every level here going to be starting here real, real soon. The Dolphins rookies in camp right now, and then, of course, next week, the veterans. It's kind of fun yesterday to see the Chargers actually opened up camp, man, had all their guys out there and doing drills, and that's just that's just kind of the kick here to what we're going to start seeing and talking about, and guys trying to get their contracts done. And we've got one of those guys, like most teams do right now. He's been real quiet. He will not make a scene. He will not make a big deal about it. He will not make it about him. He's the ultimate team player, but he wants more money than Zach Sealer. And again, part of this whole thing that I keep telling everybody. So Zach Sealer was with Christian Wilkins. They're very close. Very, very close. They got to be really good friends. And the way they played together, they were unbelievable. Especially that last year. Both those guys played their ass off together. And, of course, Christian Wilkins went on to get a big fat contract with Las Vegas. He's been injured. Hell, I don't even know if he's back yet from his injury, but so you look at this, and Zach had a chance to sit back. I can't say this enough. And here, the negotiations with Christian, it was like, hey, look it, you're a really good player. We want you. They wanted to keep him. No question they wanted to keep him. He's a Chris Greer, really good first-round pick. Of course they wanted to keep him. So, but hey, man, there's one thing that really gets you paid on the D-line. Run stoppers make one amount of money. Pass rushers and guys that get sacks is a whole different ballgame. So, Christian, I believe, had 3.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Sacks before his last year when he had the big year of 9 or 10 sacks. And so Zach Seeler sat back and watched this and goes, okay, I get it. That's what it's going to take. So he's had 10 sacks in back-to-back seasons. I know this is a broken record, this story everybody's heard. But then on top of that, the team decided, instead of getting the Calais Campbells of the world, they are going to make that position a priority in the draft. We're going to draft them, and we're going to play them right away. That sounds and looks like the game plan, which is good, which is fine. It's great. I want young guys to come in and play right away. I want to say, hey, man, the draft works right away around here. It's good to draft and have guys come in and play and help you right away. They draft 3 guys on the defensive line, 3 big guys all over 320 pounds, 3 big, big defensive tackles. And where they'll play, whether it's a nose tackle or play outside. But those guys I expect are going to play a lot. But they're going to be leaning on veteran leadership. And there's one guy that's resume is leadership. And that's Zach Seeler, making him even more of a priority, how important he is to this thing. We just talked with Mark Ross about this. They know when guys hit certain numbers, no matter how many years they have left on their contract, the general manager down, they're going, oh boy, he just went 10 sacks. He's going to want to redo his contract 2 years in a row. He's going to want more money. I'm guessing, I might be wrong, but I'm guessing they have made him some offers, but he's not happy with them. He and Drew Rosenhaus's agent aren't happy or saying it's not enough. I'm guessing, because They didn't get ambushed with this, wow, now Zach Sealer. Wow. Where the hell did that come from? They know. They know the deal. They set the whole ball game up on how it's going to be played on the D-line. Sacks talk and everything else walks. And Zach Sealer has produced double-digit sacks back-to-back years. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. Again, Zach Sealer will not be a problem. He may sit out some drills, but he will not be a problem. He's not going to get negative. He's not going to get frustrated and blow up at the media so he can be a lead story for the Miami Herald or the Sun Sentinel or local news or national news by blowing. Zach Sealer blows up on the Miami Dolphins. That's not Zach Sealer. So I think we're all just kind of curious to see how this thing plays out. That's what I'm curious about. How will this whole thing play out with Zach Sealer? Now, I get asked all the time, what do you think? I have absolutely no idea how this thing will work out. Couldn't tell you. No clue whatsoever how it'll play out. I'm like you. I got my popcorn, my candy, and I'm going to sit back and watch what happens. But if there's one guy that you feel pretty good about and handling it a real professional way, it would be Zach Sealer, because he's that guy. He is that guy. We've got a bunch of other stuff going on here this morning. We saw TJ Watt. Boy, I'll tell you what, Pittsburgh is definitely loading up. That defense should be pretty good. Offensively, they've added a pass receiving tight end. They got Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if I'm still sold on it, but they are all in, man. 3-year, $123 million for TJ Watt, $108 million guaranteed as he sneaks up on 30 years old. So that one pops up. And I'm guessing now that got done as one of the top pass rushers in the league. I don't know where you rank them. Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, there's, you know, Hendrickson with Cincinnati's a really good one. There's a guy that's a super freak athletically of all of them, plays for Dallas. But those guys are all going to be looking at $40-plus million. Did anybody ever think we'd be talking about $40-plus million for pass rushers? So it's kind of taken over. Woody, I think it's fair to say now, it's kind of taken over as the second most important position in the league now is pass rush.
Well, quarterback's most important. Stopping the quarterback, I guess, is the second, right?
The receivers, obviously, we're watching wide receivers get paid.
Well, what's the second most impactful position on a football game, Joe?
Well, that's
right? Clearly, if you want to talk about what can disrupt, what can screw up a game, it's that defensive line, right?
That's true. No.
I think we really saw that in the Super Bowl, especially on display, right?
Yeah, those guys.
What they did, really, the way they got after Patrick Mahomes.
We had not seen anybody get after Patrick Mahomes like that in years. We haven't. He's run around before and made plays and kept plays alive, but.
You could make the case that was the reason they won that game, right?
Yes.
Like, if you wanted to point to one thing, they really got after him and made him uncomfortable like we've never seen before.
Right. To the point of a pick six and a lot of other things in that game. Yes, I don't disagree. But anyway, we could have a whole bunch of pass rushers, and the longer these guys all wait, Cincinnati, I don't know what they thought was going to happen. Dallas is just going to get more and more expensive. T.J. Watt, though, that thing is it's gotten expensive to do business with pass rushers. Think about that now. Between what you pay a top-notch quarterback, and if you get one of those special dudes on the outside, you got to pay him. Chews up a lot of money. I heard the debate yesterday, and it's so true, about – you know, people, the quarterbacks are making too much. They're chewing up too much of salary cap. hey, you hope you get, I agree with everybody. This was kind of the theme yesterday. You hope you get one of those guys that you have to keep paying because he's that good. You hope you get one of those guys that, and we've seen in the league, when you get one of those special guys, they can cover up for a lot of shortcomings. Guy in Buffalo showed he can do it. Guy in Kansas City can do it and has been doing it. If you get one of those guys, you hope your biggest problem is you got to pay your franchise quarterback. I agree. And it does change things now. You start paying big bucks, it ties you up at some other positions. It puts more pressure on your draft. It puts more pressure on development of guys or getting good players from other teams that you don't pay too much money and put them into a system and hope it works. But it's the best problem you can ever have on a football team is that you have one of those special guys that you are going to soon have to pay $60 million a year to, if not more. That should be the goal for everybody going forward. No question about it for me. Hey, by the way, before I forget, too, we got some other stuff going on here this morning. Woody, I thought it was interesting. They were talking, and I thought of you, man, last night, talking about some of the hot NFL rookie cards. And I saw Cam Ward, the running back for Vegas, wide receiver for Jacksonville, and people putting value on the Shedeur Sanders card. What'd you think of that one?
I don't think much of Shedeur Sanders, but I do think that the quarterback cards are going to be good. So always, it's always quarterbacks, man. The skill position guys are...
You don't think Travis Hunter has the value?
He may, but he's like an unusual deal, right?
Yeah, but the fact that...
I mean, who's the best receiver in the game right now? Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
Like his stuff. I mean, it's all quarterbacks, man.
But Woody, this guy, I mean, he's teasing them during minicamp that he's the best cover guy, too.
He's different, though. Yeah. He's a different deal. I got to see, by the way, I got to see this guy play both sides. That'll be, see how long
he's
able to.
Our fan base is going to get a chance to see him because they're going to practice. And you want to talk about something I'm looking forward to seeing?
That'll be interesting.
I am looking forward to seeing how they, when he is here.
We talk about our quarterback making it 17 games. There's no way that guy goes 17 games.
Well, they got to
put him both ways.
They got to put him on a pitch count.
Yeah, I know. But either way, though, doesn't seem.
You can't line him up every snap at wide receiver and then go, hey, you're going to be in on every third down situation on defense.
Yeah.
I think this is not Colorado where, you know, you play at 90 or 100 snaps and they're going, look at this guy. Look how durable he is. That durability won't last in this level. I'm with you.
But people do this, though, man. They take these gambles on quarterbacks. Cam Ward is one of them. By the way, Cam Ward, the only thing I would say about his cards, Joe, is his signature is a little rough. Not that anyone cares, but.
What do you mean?
He's just got a rough signature. He gets like a little CW, kind of a little scribble for his signature he puts on his cards.
But aren't we getting more and more guys doing that?
Yes, we are. And a lot of people are not happy about it because those products are not exactly cheap, Joe.
I have said this. Go back. If you get a chance and you have, if you're old school and you happen to have some of the old 70s autographs from the Dolphin players, from all of them, Bob Greasy's is Hall of Fame good. And I have a ball still at home of Bob Greasy, who, by the way, every time he signed for me, he used to go, what are you doing with these? He goes, I'm going to sell them, Bob. See if I can piss you off. No. So Bob's was signature was, if anybody out there's got a Bob Greasy, and he gives you your money's worth because he puts history in there. He goes, Bob Greasy. The signature.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's perfect. Greets must have been good in every, Bob Greasy at Purdue must have been a straight-A student, right? While the other kids were out partying, he was like, wanted to make sure he finished number one in his class. That was just Bob Greasy, perfection. And so he goes, Bob Greasy, 12, 17-0, Hall of Fame, in what year? And I'm like, wow. How cool is that, that he takes time for everybody and writes all that stuff?
Well, it's a lost art, man. And again, these products continue to get more and more expensive. And I'm not trying to kiss your ass, but you do have a nice signature too. Like, I've seen you sign stuff and you sign your name and you put your number. It actually looks like a real signature.
Yeah, but we go back about this all the time.
Yeah, but we see, like, I just showed Jamie here the Cam Ward signature. And it sucks if you get that, honest.
These players, first of all, Kershaw's history, right?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Leon's not at that point?
No, he's not at Kershaw yet.
What do they have the kids just print their name?
Like, I do think stuff? That it is. I'm guessing that because of the way things are now, that there's probably, everything can be signed digitally now. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, there's not a lot of stuff you're signing by hand anymore.
No, I agree. I see it. See, when I sign stuff, you're right.
Somebody said my gamble was a Skylar Thompson rookie card. I need help. I bought a Skylar Thompson card when he was, whatever his first year was, that he was going to get some starts. When Tua went down, I bought a Skylar card. That didn't work out well either.
We've
You always like to gamble a little bit, man.
We have had preseason teasers And he's going to rank right up there at the top of the all preseason teaser, all-time NFL. I've been around a long time, and I remember the team talking. We were all sitting around talking, go, well, we can't cut him because he'll get picked up, and, hell, he might play for somebody after his rookie year, the way he played in preseason, right? He was so good they kept him. On the 53, not practice squad, they put him on because they were afraid he had played so well. Remember all the throws he was making and who he was, you know, the guys, and you're going, man, this is unbelievable. And let's just put it nicely, the growth pattern stopped once the games. Because he truly never played well. I know we won some games. We beat the Jets with him, but the numbers, if you go back and look at the numbers, stop it. And the Buffalo Bills, he has a last drive to give us a chance in the playoffs to win that game, but stop it. Look at the numbers. Stop it. And then the Seattle game was just, I mean, he was going backwards. It's just great opportunity, and it didn't work out. And it's not a shot. Listen, man, there are a lot of guys that look real comfortable in practice and preseason. They look a whole hell of a lot different when it's game time and everybody's got a game plan for everybody, including Skylar Thompson. So, it's a different ball game for sure. Oh, and again, he's not the only one. Through the years, you'll have Dolphin fans go, oh, yeah, man, I thought that guy was going to be real. Oh, I thought that guy, and what happened? And we got a couple guys on the team right now. Are going to get another chance. So good for them. I'm not a young man hater. But we've got two guys on this team that are still here going on their fourth year that have not done anything. And it's, again, I'm just talking production. Tanner Connor and Eric Ezukama have not done anything except they've had some really good practices against other teams. They've had their moments in preseason games. But again, you look at their numbers for regular season and you go, how are these two still on the team going into the fourth year? They're going to get their pensions at this point without us knowing. And by the way, both guys obviously here because they've got talent. That's an important part. It's not like it's a popularity contest. Tanner Connor is a freakish athlete. And Eric Ezukama had another moment again last year. Had a half of football, and you're going, wow, he's back. And then he disappeared. Had a foot problem, and he that was it. Never the great teasers.
He's got a cool signature, by the way, Eric Ezukama.
Okay.
He signs Eazy-E on his cards.
I just –
Not but, that you but, care.
No. I was just talking more about their play.
I know. I brought it back to that. I'm sorry.
But I hope – I can't imagine they get too many more opportunities than this. Now, some people thought Tanner Connor might take over that Jonnu Smith role, even though he hadn't really done anything in the league yet. I think he's got three catches total. And Darren Waller right now has that position, but a lot of people thought, hey, man, maybe it all of a sudden Tanner Connor knows it's a great opportunity, and he probably will. He'll get some chances to make the team again. If you're still on the team, you got a chance, right? They're not keeping you going, well, we're just going to keep them on the 90, but I don't have any expectations. That's not a Mike McDaniel way of doing things to start with, but – yeah, there's some guys that the time is up. This is it. Like, literally, you are right next to the window or the door. And we got to make a decision by the end of preseason. If you're going to be a guy that can finally play on them, both of them, obviously a wide receiver and a tight end, a pass receiving tight end, kind of important positions, but it's time. I started to say the S word, but crapper, get off the pot, man. It's that time. Because usually it's kind of new that guys get to stay around on potential this long, if I'm to be very honest. Maybe other people or coaches listening this morning disagree, but this is a long time. Long, long time. Azukamas teased us at times in preseason, some of the catches he's made, and I go, wow, hey, we might have our third. I've said it more than once. Hey, we might have our third receiver, biggest target we have on the team. Oh man, that might be our guy. That could be our slot guy right there. And then he's gone. Then he's on IR. Then you're like, what's going on? What happened? I just saw him make four catches. So all those things, man, make for camp. Will be fun to watch and see what happens, whether guys are going in their second year or third year and they get some chances and they see a couple of openings. But yeah, Malik Washington is clearly ahead of Eric Ezekama, and obviously Akine is as well, guy they got from Tennessee. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. We'll talk about a lot more stuff this morning, including it's incredible when a guy makes a decision on his career. And people are writing, did he make the right decision? What do you mean, did he make the right decision? He could have done anything he wanted, this guy. He made the right decision. He's happy. He did it. He knows what he's doing. He's not 20 years old. We'll tell you about that story when we come back. But first, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, it's almost the weekend, and you are going to start looking around because you still are getting ready to go on a vacation, and you and the wife have decided to start shopping around for the perfect SUV for you and your family. A great look, plenty of room, plenty of space for the cargo, for the kids, for the dog, everything, so you guys can spend a week or two together, whether you're heading to the mountains, heading to the West Coast, going down to the Keys, and make it a Keys vacation. Everybody's looking for that perfect SUV, folks. That's South Florida Chevy dealers. That's what we are all about, starting with the big, comfortable, where do I start? How about a Tahoe, of course. The Joe Tahoe 2025 is just fantastic. You're going to love it. And the Suburbans, oh, my gosh, plenty of room for everyone. But let's talk about the midsize SUV. I got an all-new Equinox right now. I got the 2025 I'm driving right now out here in California. Man, convenient driver tech, but besides that, all this space. And then the electric Equinox, too, the SUV, super hot there as well. So if you're looking, you're going to be blown away with the amount of space you have, number one. And then check out the Traverse, my other favorite midsize SUV. So much space for you and your family. Hey, what are you looking for? We got it for you going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I always tell everybody, man, and when it comes to the truck family, you can't beat the trucks, that the Silverado trucks. We got a truck absolutely perfect for you and your family. Strong, durable trucks that can work 6-7 days a week just like you. Hey, wherever you're headed this summer, Chevrolet would like to be your SUV choice. It meets all your needs, so hurry in to your South Florida Chevy dealers today. Take a test drive and fall in love before that summer vacation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.